Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And on occasion, I'll be joined by Nick Hansen, Doug Simcock, and Eric Thompson. On this podcast, we want to talk about how to create great work-life balance and epic customer service in the real estate industry. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and this is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And this is our podcast where we tackle some of your toughest real estate questions, and we will provide you with detailed answers and proven solutions to the biggest challenges facing realtors today. And so one of the things I want to talk about today is specifically about moving into 2022, and I want to showcase two tools that I think are paramount in making sure that you're using as we roll into this new year. And the two tools that I'm going to talk about today, the first one is simply a tool called a property review. And the second tool that I'm going to talk about is a tool called HomeBot. And some of you may be familiar with these, some of you may not be familiar with these. And for our listeners, if you're with Windermere, the property review is a tool that we teach inside our Ninja installation selling class. But we have an amazing tool and a class that you can take on how to build a property review by using Moxie Present. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And then if you are also a Windermere agent, we have a relationship, which I'm thrilled to death about, with HomeBot. And I want to talk about that because I think there's some confusion out there about what HomeBot is and how it works and how we use it. So I want to talk about that. And then if you aren't with Windermere, HomeBot is a tool that you can access if you go to HomeBot AI. And if you are just the public and listening to our podcast and you're thinking about getting into real or selling or buying a house, when you hire a real estate agent, these are two tools that the agent should be providing to you because they are trusted advisors and they need to be making sure that you are well aware of typically the biggest asset in your net worth, which is your real estate, whether that's your primary residence or your second home or your investment property. That's really what an agent's responsibility is. You know, is after the close of the transaction, their service should not stop there. They should become your trusted advisor. And so these are two tools that allow agents to do that. So let's dive into it. So let's talk about a property review first. So I want you to think about, you have a banker, maybe you have a financial planner, maybe you have an insurance agent, and all of those services, right? They typically will meet with their clients at a minimum once a year, if not more frequently, to discuss the services they provide and how those services are benefiting that client. So for example, you know, I have a financial planner, and although she does send me digitally, she sends me reports on my 401k and my investments, we still meet once a quarter face-to-face because we establish a relationship because she's looking out for my best interest, and she wants to know where I'm going in my life and what I want to achieve, and she can help me the best when she understands that part of who I am and what I want to accomplish. And so when you think about a real estate agent, they're the same thing when it comes to the investment you have in your real estate. You know, if you think about it, in the United States today, one of the biggest investments we make is buying a home, and it's worth a lot of money, and we've seen great appreciation. And so when you think about that, it's typically the largest net worth in somebody's portfolio, yet we rely on automatic evaluation tools like Zillow that give us these highly inaccurate estimates, if you will, and people go off that, as opposed to, wouldn't you want to talk to your trusted advisor? Think about it this way. You know, you have an ailment. Instead of going to a doctor who actually truly understands the sickness, you know, we'll go to WebMD, right? And self-diagnose. And it could be accurate. It could be highly inaccurate. But I will guarantee you, percentage of the time, you're not going to be accurate or pinpoint what that sickness is. You need a professional to help you do that. And so if you think about, you know, you go online and you just look at an evaluation, are you getting the right information? Are you able to analyze the information correctly? And guess what? That information is changing all the time based on dynamics of the market. And so when we think about a property review is simply a report that your real estate agent should be giving you annually that helps you truly understand how your biggest asset in your net worth is performing given the current market conditions. It's not a report to solicit a listing. It's not a way to get business. It's for them to truly be your advisor and to help you understand at some point, if you're going to sell, are you in a good position to do that? If you're going to hold on to it, how has it been performing? Also, too, keep in mind, if I have a financial planner and an insurance agent, I want to rely on my real estate agent to feed that information to my financial planner and to feed that information to my insurance agent so I can make sure that I'm properly insured. And I can also make sure that my net worth is being updated with the actual value of my real estate. So what's a property view? So a property view is a tool that an agent will go in, and what they'll do is they'll basically do typically a radius search around your home, and they'll pull comps. Comps are comparable properties, as we call those. And they can be active properties, they can be pending properties, they can be closed properties. Typically, they'll go back, depending on the market, 6 months. And what they'll do is they'll pull that information in, and then with that information, they'll do a little analyzing, and they'll come up with a range. And it is a broad range because we're using all shapes and sizes of homes, but it does give you an understanding of kind of where the range is. So for example, let's say that there's a home and you bought the home, and at the time you bought it for $650,000. And so now you've been in it for a year, and maybe you've seen 10% appreciation. So they give you a range and they say, hey, based on what's been going on, you are now closer to $700,000. In fact, the range is telling you you're probably somewhere between $685 and $720, right? That's where your range is in the value of your home, given all the comps that are going on right now. And by the way, also here's some information that's more on a, what we call a macro level. So for example, Windermere has an economist, Matthew Gardner. And so in a property view, you'd probably get a Gardner report. Those come out quarterly. In fact, the Q3s just came out, and they're going to put a Gardner report in there. They might even go in and grab some data from FHFA.gov, Federal Housing Finance Agency. And what they'll show you there is kind of what appreciation looks like across the United States and where homes are appreciating on an annual basis through the U.S., just to give you a kind of a bigger picture idea. Then what they'll do is they'll boil that down to a page that's specific to your home, and they'll show you kind of high, middle, and low pricing, and they'll show you the comps that they use. You can see all those homes. And then at the very end of the property view, what they'll do is they'll probably insert what we call the five magic questions. And those are questions to help them just better understand kind of your future endeavors in real estate. So those questions are, what are your long-term plans for the house? It's always something good to know, because if you're going to plan on moving or doing something differently, obviously you want to get good resources and good help. Another question would be, you know, if you could wave a magic wand and you could live anywhere, where might you live? You know, all of us dream about different places to live. And as life changes and we go through life changes, as we go through those, you know, typically sometimes we want to make a move, and it helps our agents understand what our needs will be in the future. Another question they might ask you is, with the interest rates as low as we are seeing them right now, do you think you might be thinking about doing something sooner rather than later? Keep in mind, interest rates are extremely low. And one of the things that to think about is that we also have appreciation. And if you wait around as interest rates slowly creep up and appreciation, those two compounded together, they start to impact what we call your purchasing power. And for every 1% increase in interest rate, you lose about 10% purchasing power. But think about this, even if it goes up 0.5%, but you also have appreciation on compounded on that, you can get something that's equivalent in terms of reducing your purchasing power. So it's always good to talk to a trusted advisor to say, hey, maybe now's a better time to do something if we can forecast and look to the future. And having an economist on staff really helps us to really, you know, kind of identify if there is a need for you to do something sooner rather than later. Again, they're a trusted advisor. Another question we might ask you is, real estate part of your wealth plan? You know, when you look at long-term legacy wealth, that is typically created, if you look at the United States, by people who own real estate. It's one of the best investments you can make. In fact, if you think about good debt and bad debt, there's really only one good debt, and that's a mortgage, because it's an appreciating asset versus a depreciating asset, which is pretty much all the other stuff that we carry debt on that we probably want to get rid of. And so with that in mind, many times we want to know, might you be interested in buying investment properties so that you can generate long-term legacy wealth? And there's a way for us to help you do that. In fact, we have data and stats on how you go about doing that. And by the way, you know, I'm maybe working with a real estate agent in Seattle, but I have dreams of maybe owning an investment property in some other part of the country. You know what? They can help me with that. And I don't know if many of you are aware of this, but you know, real estate agents don't just work in their one area. Due to connections and networking, and Windermere is part of a company called Leading Real Estate Companies of the World. And we have access to really high professional agents all over the world that we could connect you with so that you can establish that relationship and possibly get that investment property, that second home that you're interested in. And then the fifth question that they might ask you this is, if it's applicable, what are the dreams for your kids or for your grandkids or your nieces and nephews? And what we find is a lot of people have dreams of their kids going to college, but less than 50% of people have a means to actually make that happen, meaning income to make that happen. And so one of the ways we can help you is by educating you on how buying investment properties can allow you to potentially own investment properties that can send those kids to college. And so, in fact, there's even a sheet we have that's called Give the Kids a Chance brochure that we'd actually put into a prop review as well. So you're a Windermere agent and you're a ninja, you should be doing 2 prop reviews a week to your existing client database. You could also do them to a neighborhood. I have to tell you, in my neighborhood, I got to believe that not too many people in my neighborhood have been getting prop reviews, because I will tell you this, the studies show us that less than 6% or less of the real estate population actually do prop reviews. And what's interesting about it, if you look at the stats, and Windermere, we run numbers all the time, and we have the ability to look to see who's doing prop reviews, and we can correlate that to income growth and success in terms of helping buyers and sellers successful in this industry. And the agents that are consistently doing prop reviews are some of our top performers and providing some of the highest levels of service to our clients. And so we just know that to be the case. And I also know that when you do prop reviews, so let's say you're doing 2 a week, so that's potentially 100 for the year. We know that when you're doing prop reviews, the ability to get a referral or a transaction is at roughly 33%. So at 100 prop reviews for the year, that's 33 transactions that I can work and I can provide phenomenal quality service to my clients. So, and a prop review, when you do those, there's a couple different ways to deliver them. You can deliver them face-to-face, meaning you make an appointment and you drop the prop review off and you're not going through it in detail. This is not a presentation, but what you're doing is you're letting them know that here's where the evaluation is and they have any questions. And then you talk about life. You talk about the 5 magic questions. You can also do it by calling somebody, letting them know that it's prepared, and you can either email that to them or set it up for a virtual, for a Zoom call, and again, engage in the 5 magic questions. And so it's highly effective. And for those of you who want to learn more about prop reviews, you can simply go to the Windermere Hub. And on the Windermere Hub, if you go to the search tab and type in prop reviews, there's actually a class that's already been pre-recorded that you can watch. It's one that I was teaching. And then we do actually teach these. In fact, we just taught one just 2 days ago. Myself and Mr. Doug Simcock went through and taught how to prepare a prop review in detail and went through all of it. So I want you to keep that in mind. That's one of the tools I will tell you that as you move into 2022, I would highly, highly recommend that that goes into your repertoire of tools that you are going to provide to your clients. Very, very important. Okay, let's talk about the second one. The second one is a tool called Homebot.ai. And I've actually been getting Homebot now for quite some time from my mortgage broker. She's been sending them to me, Nancy Glover. And it's an email that I open every single time I get it. And I open it every single time I get it because the amount of information that is there is phenomenal. But one of the confusions I see right now with Homebot, and I hear this across the Windermere network, is there's agents or there's owners or managers that say, well, you know, that's a mortgage broker tool. Why would an agent want to use that? And that is the furthest from the truth. It is not a mortgage brokerage tool. Yes, mortgage brokers use it and they have been using it for a while, but what it is, it's a pretty phenomenal tool. And if you want to find out more about it, I'm not going to get into the logistics of it, but you can go to homebot.windermere.com and we have all the information there. You can also go to our hub. And if you go into the hub and just type in Homebot, there's some phenomenal training videos on how it works, but I'm going to give you this kind of the reason why you should be using it and give you an idea of what it is. So when I have my financial planner, she sends me my digital reports on a monthly basis of my investments and my 401k. I go in and I look at those and I want to see how things are performing. It's good information. And then we meet, you know, quarterly to go over in more detail. So think about it this way. The Homebot is the monthly kind of statement, if you will. And then the prop review is for that high quality touch point of the meeting. So if you're going to get set up on Homebot, with our relationship that we have with HomeBot. As a real estate agent or as an office, you can set up a relationship with them and allows you to have up to 500 contacts unless you want to pay a little bit more for their premium service, and you can add more. It's all tied in to our tool set. So for example, your HomeBot, there's a HomeBot widget that you can put on your agent website. There's a way for people to sign up for your HomeBot where you can take that QR code and push it out to social media. Or you can manually load your clients in. And then there's an email at the beginning where you can set it up that kind of explains to people what it is and what's going on. But when they get the HomeBot, they get it once a month and it's branded to you. And what it is, it's an evaluation, but it's way more than an evaluation. So it's going to take that property address, and it's also going to show you kind of what's been going on and give you metrics on the temperature of the market. Is a buyer's market, seller's market, balanced market, what's been going on in the past, and what's maybe the predictions for the future. It also understands and knows what your mortgage is. So it can tell you how much equity you've gained in the house since you bought it. It can also tell you if you were to take that equity and do something with it. It gives you all kinds of ideas around what might you do with that equity. It also will let you do some calculations on paying more towards your principal or interest and how that will affect your payment. It also will show you if you were to refinance and the different options that you would have. It also gives you ideas on if you were to take that equity and what could you do with that equity in terms of maybe if you wanted to buy another home, what would that look like? What if you wanted to take that home that you had and turn it into an Airbnb? What could you expect to make doing that? I mean, there's just so many great things that are in there. And also what I love about it, even though it is an AVM, the beauty of it is as a agent who's using that tool that's branding to you, if for whatever reason the client feels that that AVM isn't accurate, or you even look at it and feel that it isn't accurate, you can go in and make an adjustment to that property that it will carry through after you make the adjustment. The other piece that I love about it is this. You know, in my world, you know, I have my primary residence, but I also have investment properties. And so when I get my HomeBot from my mortgage broker, it's not just my primary residence. It's also my investment property. So I can look to see how those investment properties are performing as well. And so it's all in one place. It's easy for me to see. And so think about this. Here you are, a real estate agent, and you're going out and you're doing property reviews with your clients. And you get to that one magic question that says, is real estate a part of your wealth plan? And they say, well, actually it is. You know, we actually own two investment properties. Oh my gosh, you do? Well, I would love to get those addresses because I'd like to include those on your HomeBot tool, which is your monthly statement. And I'll get those on there so you can see how your investments are performing given the current market conditions. Would that be something that would be of value to you? And like, you, yes, absolutely. I'd love to see that. Think about the value that you can create. This is a touch point. This is a way to increase relationships. But these are two tools that I will tell you you really need to be using. So again, just a simple review. Property reviews, which are not to be confused with comparative market analysis or CMAs. They are not to solicit a listing. They are to set up a relationship and help the client understand how their biggest investment, their real estate, is performing given the current market conditions that impacts their net worth. And it's for you to connect with your client. And we do that on an annual basis. And by the way, I want to point out one other thing. So, you know, obviously things have been going really, really well in real estate as of late, and we've had great appreciation. But what happens when the market turns and things aren't so great? We can go back to 2007, 2008. And a lot of agents will say, well, do you still do real estate reviews? Because it's just not good news. Actually, yes, you do. In fact, I will tell you this, when the stock market's not doing great, I don't talk to my financial planner less. I talk to my financial planner more because my financial planner is not a salesperson. They are a trusted advisor. When you are a sales-minded individual, you just want to deliver good news. When you are an advisor, you deliver news. Your job is to educate your client. And so that's what we're talking about. So the first one, property views. The second one is homebot.ai. If you want to learn more about it, simply go to Windermere Hub and just go to the search box and type in HomeBot. You can find everything you will need to know about it, the cost to subscribe to it, all the tutorials. Preston does a great job of walking you through all the tutorials that are there. And if you have any other questions and you want to ask me directly, please feel free to reach out to me at fanning@windermere.com. I'm happy to help you any way that I possibly can. And again, I hope you found this information helpful. Please take advantage. I will put into the show notes links to the various tools so that you can have access to them. And again, I just want to thank you for listening to our Ask a Winemaker Coach podcast. I hope we're hitting the mark. Please let us know. If you like what we're doing, please feel free to share this and pass it on. And like I always end all of our podcasts, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day. Talk to you later.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you found it useful or helpful, please feel free to share it and also give us a rating. Also, if you think that Windermere Coaching might be right for you, please feel free to just look us up at windermerecoaching.com. And we'll end by saying this: be awesome and help someone. Make it a great day.